Yeah, it's great today. Powerhouse, powerful, you know, fellowship today. Wonderful, wonderful words from God. So, like, encouraging, inspiring, and just getting our heads back, just focused towards, you know, the mission that God has for all of us. God has, you know, a wonderful plan for each of us, and that's the great thing. A lot of times in the world, like, people make us think that, you know, we have to go through this certain program of like how life has been set up, and you go to these counselors and they guide you. They ask you questions, trying to figure out what is something that you are into, what could you do, and, you know, what would be the perfect thing that would fit for you. And the greatest thing is that God already has that already figured out for each of our lives. The perfect thing that we enjoy and the things that make us happy, whatever those things are, from the most littlest thing that blesses us to the big, big things of life, God already has that figured out for us. It's not something that we have to work it out and figure out, okay, what is my next step? What am I going to do with my life? How will I be successful in life? But our job is to fully, with our heart, trust in Him and know that the things that He has for us are the best things that will blow our mind away. The plan that He has for our life is the best plan that will blow our mind away. And our job is to just trust in Him. And again, the greatest thing that God did for us is make it available with Romans 10:9, simply by doing two things, the easiest things, which is say with our mouth, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. When we just do these two steps, we get that Spirit of God in us. What that Spirit of God is within us is the greatest thing we can ever possibly have that makes us not only to sit on God's right hand in the heavenly kingdom, but also the biggest thing that was achieved by doing this is putting the devil under our foot. So we no longer live in his world, and we are not controlled by the things that he wants to do, like his mission, but we have been set free and delivered, which means we have also been set free, not just from, you know, physical, like illnesses, disease, evil spirits, but also even financial freedom. Which the people in this world, everybody, we know that is what everybody's working towards, right? Like, you don't work hard, you don't make money. You have to toil. That was a curse. It was a curse when Adam and Eve did not listen to God. But by doing just those two steps, we have been delivered from that curse. We're now living back in the Garden of Eden, like Annie shared. Like, we are truly living in that Garden of Eden, in God's right hand, where God is doing everything before us. He has again become our source for everything. And our job is to trust in Him so that He can guide our steps towards our bright, wonderful future. Which is absolutely wonderful because, you know, living in heavenly kingdom on God's right hand, if it's not going to be wonderful, then what else is it going to be? We are not, you know, oppressed by the devil. The devil has no control over us anymore. All he can do, like what Jaden shared, is like the scarecrow example, right? Like, put those circumstances and situations in front of us. Even as Priya shared her testimony about Aiden, that the situation itself, the circumstance itself looks horrible, looks like what's going to happen. But our eyes are not focused on that immediate situation, but our eyes are focused on God and the real truth that he is giving to us, where he is telling us, look, I am your God and I am your sole provider. I am the one who created this life, who created you, who created everything that you see, even these beautiful materials, because I know the materials make you happy. When we go out and step out in nature, we take walks and we look at all these beautiful things God has made. It energizes us. It just does something for us. It makes us happy to look at all this beautiful, you know, nature. This is God's creation. So all of this was already created by God for our joy and happiness. And he is guiding us and telling us again to, you know, bring our head back in the right direction, where we make God as our source of sufficiency for everything. That we are expecting everything from him. Even, you know, that he throws us that labor, that there's no pressure on us. He's doing all the work. We just have to give him the willing heart and say, yes, God, I'm ready. I'm willing. And then he is bringing things our way, left and right. And we simply follow and do the simplest things that he shows us. If it is, you know, speaking how Brendan spoke to these people, just he was just inspired and he just started sharing. And it was the exact thing that these people needed to hear. So it's that easy, because it's the spirit within us, the highest thing that we have, that is doing all the work, not us, by our efforts. And the great, again, the great thing, even if we forget or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's such a beautiful thing, because God has lifted that pressure off of us. We don't have to put that weight on us anymore, where we have to make things happen for us. God is trying to teach us again and again with everything that we do in our life, that he wants us to fully trust in him and expect from him, so that he can do the works for us. Because that's when it's an extraordinary life, and that's when miracles happen. And then it's not the same way that everybody else is living this life, but it's just this extraordinary way that, like, 1 + 1 = 1,000,000, because that's God's math. It's not our math and our understanding. So we open our eyes and our mind to God, so he can give his direction and his vision for our life, for us. And then that's how it expands, you know, the vision also expands. Expectation expands. And when those desires come, that we are able to throw again back in God's hands and say, okay, thank you, God. You know, this is the desire that you have been working in my heart. I thank you. You are going to bring it to pass. In my head, I don't know how it can come together or how it's even possible. But we're not living, you know, according to our five senses. We're living by faith. And God is bringing that faith to us also, because that spirit gives us that natural ability to trust in God. That spirit, God's spirit within us, is giving us that ability to easily trust God, just like Jesus Christ did. It was not hard for Jesus Christ to trust in God. He was doing all these amazing miracles, and he never doubted God. So that's how it is for us. We have that same spirit, equivalent. Christ in us, God in us. So it's in our nature, no matter what circumstance comes our way, it's in our nature to easily trust in God and do the right thing. It's the old man nature that tells us otherwise and other things and get distracted, confused or whatever, but we can in an instant switch. Just like children, right? Like when we tell them no about something and they can just like start bawling and they lose it and they're crying. But next minute you tell them something else and then they all of a sudden just forget and they're just so excited and so happy again, like as if nothing happened. But we are able to do that too. bad or whatever circumstance, doesn't matter, because we are so focused on what God is telling us, His truth. He's saying, look, I am your Father. I am the Creator. What is it that I cannot do? Come on, snap out of it. Trust me. Ask me. What is it that you desire? See what I can do. See, and I will blow your mind away. Don't get discouraged because you see your five senses situation. Don't get discouraged. Don't believe that as your reality. That is just like the scarecrow. It's not real. It's not real. It's pretending. The real is what I am telling you. You are my children, my kids, my sons and daughters. I have made you and I have made everything that you see. I am the one who has control and power. And now because you have done Romans 10:9, now I have given you the power and you the authority. So now I want you to use that power and authority. Speak. Speak and say what you desire. And stop speaking and saying what doesn't make you happy and what you don't like. But now start saying what you want to see happen in your life, you know? So I have like this testimony about something that like happened on my finger, two fingers, one on one finger on the left hand, and then on the, actually both index fingers on both hands. And I wasn't sure like what it was. And initially it just started off a little, you know, sensitive and then itchy and, you know, irritated. And just as time went on, like 1 week, 2 weeks, it just started getting worse and worse and worse. Like really, really bad to the point that it was just so painful even. And yeah, I was thinking like, okay, what is this? What's going on? And, you know, I got some over-the-counter cream ointment to put on it. And but it will get a little relief with the itching, but like not really taking it away. And I was just thinking, okay, God, what's going on? What should I do? Should I go somewhere to like show so I can like put the right thing? Like what's going on? I just want this gone. And just God was encouraging me and I was just speaking to it. Okay, this is not for me. And it was getting a little bit tricky because I had, you know, you use your hands for everything. And it was just hard for me to do even the simplest thing, give the kids a shower or do their hair or dress them or like, you know, even cook or like do the dishes, like nothing. It was just hard to do everything, all of those simple things too. So I just gave to God and I was like, okay, God, thank you. This is just gone. This is not for me. This is gone. You have healed me. And that day I took Jaden and Zane for their soccer practice and I was sitting over there and one of our neighbor friends, she showed up, the mom, with her two boys. She usually doesn't come. A lot of times it's, you know, either her mom who brings the kids or her husband. But that day she showed up. And I had put, like, bandages over my finger, too, because, like, I didn't want anything to rub on it because it was just hurting me so much, even to, like, drive and touch the steering wheel. And I was just sitting there and I was just inspired. I just remembered all of a sudden that she is a nurse practitioner. I just remembered that. So I was like, oh, Brittany, like, I don't know. I got this thing on my finger. I'm not sure what it is. She was like, oh, show me. Let me take a look. And then she took a look and then she's like, oh, this is, you know, just, eczema, but it's just really gotten worse. I will just prescribe you this ointment, so you just use that, and it should go away. It'll be okay. So I was like, oh, okay, so what do I have to do? She's like, oh, nothing, just tell me, you know, she took my name, information, whatever, and then put it in. And then she's like, where do you want to pick it up from? And I was like, the Walgreens. There's a Walgreens right in front of our house. So across our house. So I was like, just from there, she's like, okay, I will set this up. And then she did whatever she had to do. And then she's like, oh, you know what? I even have these coupons. And then she's like, just, I'm going to like text you and send you this coupon code, whatever. And then it's going to be, you know, this price. Oh, she was asking me, do you have insurance? I was like, no, I don't have insurance. I don't do insurance. She's like, oh, okay. And then probably like a little shock, like, what's she talking about? Why does she not have insurance? People that live in the U.S., they know. But anyway, so she's like, oh, I have this coupon here. I'm going to send you the coupon. And then she gave me, send it to me. And she told me, okay, by this time it should be ready so you can go pick it up. So I said, okay, that's it? And she was like, yeah, that's it. So I was like, oh, thank you so much. Like, that was so easy. And then that evening, I went to Walgreens, I picked it up, and I put the ointment, and I put it, like, for a few days. And, like, I was seeing just great improvement, and it just was leaving right away. And I was just thinking, like, wow, how great is that? Like, God just takes care of absolutely everything, even to this point that, like, I didn't have to go make an appointment to think, okay, which dermatologist should I go to? Like, what should I do? He just, like, brought it, like, brought everything to me. And that's how our life is. Whatever it is that concerns us, that bothers us, we are able to lift it to God, and God sorts it all out for us. It's not our headache anymore. Nothing is. If it feels like it's our headache and it's putting a lot of pressure, just right now at this point, throw it back in God's hands and say, thank you, God. Not my headache. You are my Father, so I trust you, and I will do whatever that you say. So that is our job. You know, we just give it in God's hand, and He takes care of it, whatever the situation might be. So I saw that, like, it was so easy, so easy. And then yesterday, I had a testimony. We went to a birthday party, Zane's friend's birthday party. Completely different thing, but like, I had one of my purses, and it's, you know, leather purse, and you know, like, you don't want to get the leather wet or rubbed against some color, but it was a really light color, like a light yellow color, and I accidentally put it in this big beach bag with Jaden and Zane's, like, wet clothes that they had swum, you know, they were swimming in the water, playing in the water, and I had it in the beach bag, and I put my leather purse on top of that. I wasn't thinking, and then I was just, you know, helping them get changed, whatever, and then we were done, and we were walking out, going towards the car, you know, leaving the party. And I picked up my bag, and I saw there was like a giant, it's a light yellow bag, and it was a giant blue stain on it. And I just bought that bag. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, what just happened? And, you know, of course I wasn't happy about it. And I was just like, what is going on with this bag? And so, you know, Johnny was helping me too. He was like researching, okay, how can we take the stain out from this? And, you know, okay. They were all the different steps, and he went to the store. He picked up like the distilled water, and so we can wipe with that and just dry it off. And so I did that step, and I was looking at the bag, and it still looked so bad, like this giant stain pretty much covering the entire bag. And I was just thinking, okay, well, that's not nice. Anyways, what a, you know, we did whatever, you know, the steps were with the distilled water. And it said to just let it air dry. Just let it air dry. So I put it in my, I took it to my room and I put it on the chest. And I said, okay, thank you, God, whatever this is. Like, you have taken care of this. I don't want to worry about this. And I don't want to be stressed about this. I just bought this bag. I don't want it to get ruined like this. So, okay, in your hands. I turned on the fan in the room, put it on the chest, and I left, and I walked downstairs. And then as I walked downstairs, God just put this in my heart, in my mind, in my heart, that it's just water. It's going to dry off. So don't worry. It's nothing. It's not going to stain. And I'm just thinking, is this my thought? Like, what is this? Like, where is this coming from? And I was like, okay, God, I guess you are telling me I don't have to worry about this. It's just, you know, wet, and when it's going to dry, it's going to be perfect. No stain, no nothing. And truly what happened, after like few hours, I walk upstairs to my room, and I see it on the chest. I look at my bag, and I'm like, where's the stain? Where's the stain? Where's the stain? And I can't see it. I take it to the light, and I'm like looking at it, you know, in the sunlight. Where's the stain? Where's the stain? It's gone. Disappeared. But just like that. So it just really blessed me how God is just showing us all these things, even when it's like a situation that like feels like, whoa, what is this? You know, and you are upset about it. But when you just cast your concerns to God, how instantly He can show you, even calm you, so you are relaxed, and He shows you like, don't worry, it's gone, it's good, it's taken care of. And you can have peace even before you see the result. So that is our life. We're not peaceful because we see that instant gratification and it happens, but we are at peace even before we see things happen, because we are trusting God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. That is what, you know, gives us that peace. So thanks to God that that is our life, and we are blessed by God, the creator, who is not just God to us, but is our father. So we can be at peace even at the worst storm, because we know we are protected, taken care by God, Jehovah. Jehovah means I cause to become. That's what Jehovah means. So He will become. He will become whatever it is that we need, that we want, that we desire. So that's what I wanted to share. God has blessed you all abundantly.